We are learning Masechtas Yevamos Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are starting the Mishnah Daf Nun Vav Amud Bei. Zok the Mishnah: Amono Kohen Gadol Grusha VeChalutz LeKohen Hedyet Mina Erisin Lo Yoichlu BeTshuma. Rashi has two pshatim in this sugya, and Me'etz Hashem we're going to speak out both pshatim. We'll start off with Rashi's first pshat, and it goes like this: that Amono Kohen Gadol Grusha VeChalutz LeKohen Hedyet. We're talking about a bas koyin here. A bas koyin eats tshuma, and she was divorced. And she went back home to her father's house. She didn't have any children. And she was eating tshuma. And now she got a kedushin from a kohen, which is not, she's not allowed to marry a kohen. But kedushin itself doesn't make her into halala, doesn't passel her. But the halacha is that according to the Tanakam, which is Rameyer, lo yechlu b'tshuma. Why not? Because since she is being mishtameres labia psula, which means she has kedushin and she's waiting now for a chuppah that's pasul, that alone will pasul her, and she cannot eat truma even though she's a bas koyin. Lo yechlev truma. Rav Eliezer, Rav Shimon machshirim. Rav Shimon says no. L'maisa, she's not a halal yet. She didn't have bia yet with or chuppah yet with a koyin. So there's no iser yet. So therefore, she's still a kosher. She can still eat truma. She's a bas koyin. She still can eat truma. Nisar mulo and nisgar truma nanasuin. Let's say she gets married to a koyin. And then her husband dies, or she gets divorced. She's now pasula. Now she's pasul, certified pasul, because she became a halala with the bia of being married of nesuin. Mina erisin kasheris, but mina erisin she's kosher. What's the chiddush? Even Rav Meir holds that while she was be erisin, she couldn't eat truma. Why not? Because mishtameris the bia pasula, because she's waiting for the bia pasula. But here, since now she's not married anymore, doesn't pasul her. Being from the erisin does not pasul her. That's the mishnah. Zok the Gemara Tanya, went to the Brisa. So I'm Rameya. Rameya says, I bring a riot to my shita. My shita is, we're going through the first part of Rashi. My shita is that a bas koyein that's married, that has kedushin to a koyein, a bas koyein that's divorced and now has kedushin to a koyein, now she cannot eat truma because she mishtameres will be a psula. So Rameya, kavachayim, ma kedusha reshus madach o yisrael. That's mekadosh a bas koyein. Now she can't eat truma anymore because yisrael gave her kedushin. So ma kedusha reshus emachilin kedush, and that's not a avera. Yisrael allowed to marry bas koyin, still stops of eating tshuma. Kedusha avera lekolshken. What about avera? Here, this kedushin of a koyin to a grusha, of course, it'll stop her from eating tshuma. Amrulai, imar bekedusha reshus shekeni lahachem makamacha. By Yisrael, dear, since he's not meichel or tshuma, so therefore kedushin will disqualify her. Toyim kedusha avera shekeni lahachem makamacha. But kedusha avera, this koyin really can be meichel other people with tshuma. So maybe here also, since there's no halala done yet, no bia done yet, maybe he would eat truma, so it's not a riot. So that's the whole sugya according to Rashi's first pshat. Rashi's second pshat goes like this. And Rashi's second pshat, the reason why he has problems with the first pshat is, first of all, in the first pshat it says, Ma kedusha reshus ein machilim. It just say not ein machilim, say ein manichim oizalecho, say poistim, you don't can eat. What's lashon ein machilim in this brisa? That's one kasha, and another kasha is for the next Gemara. So therefore he says a different pshat in the Gemara. We're talking about here even a Bas Yisrael. We know Bas Yisrael that marries a kohen can start eating a truma. Now usually from kedushin alone, you don't eat truma, even though midraisa eat truma, midrabana you can't eat truma, From kedushin until you have nesu'in. But the halacha is that if you gave the husband time to do nesu'in and it reaches his man, he didn't marry her. The halacha is she can start eating truma already. So here we're talking about a manah kohen gadol v'grusha l'grusha kohen hedyet that was a bas yisrael and it reached his man when he's supposed to have nesu'in and he didn't do nesu'in. So the Tanakam Rameh says you don't eat truma because here it's not a kosher marriage. Rav Lezer of Shimon says, no, you can eat starting a truma, because on one hand, she's already reached the time when she can eat truma from a kayin. And on the other hand, she's not becoming a chalala, because no bia. On that, the Brisa says, Amra Meya, kavachayma, I'll show you kavachayma, she shouldn't eat truma. Because makadush reshus, not machilin, madach v'yisrael marries a bas yisrael, you're not michael truma. Here it's avera, you should michael v'truma? So he says, no, a kayin can michael truma, yisrael can't. That's the pshat, the second pshat Rashi. The problem with that pshat is, like Tosfos asks, is that it's what kind of kavachayim is that? What kind of kavachayim? Of course, Yisrael can't be Michael, not a bas Yisrael truma. It's all shaychus. Tosfos is the middle different aspect of min as the kashan Rashi is in the middle. It says v'kashlari my kavachayim who is that? The kibin lekatzad kuna klal ma'ayin lehem lehachol oisam kedushin haki Michael. Like upon him, Tosfos goes back to the first pshat and he takes gairus umak kedusha reshus poislim. So go back to the first pshat. Okay, so two pshatim in our Mishnah, either talking about bas koyin and having kedushin to a a grusha to a kohen disqualifies her, or to a bas Yisrael, and even a giyas man loy nisu, you will not eat shuma. That's two pshatim. Rashi's two pshatim in the Gemara. Omer Rabbi, look at Gemara Vayta. Omer Rabbi Loza, Omer Rabbi Yishaya. Petzua daka koyin shekidush bas Yisrael, bonu lemachlekes rameya v'Rabbi Elazar v'Rabbi Shimon. The halach is that a petzua daka is not allowed to marry into the kahal. Not allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael. There's an iser, there's a lav in the Torah. Lo yov petzua daka v'kal Hashem. A petzua daka cannot marry into Klal Yisrael. So here you have a petzua daka who's a koyin. That this petzua daka, someone has a problem with his beitzim, is called petzua daka, and he's a kohen. He's a kaddish of Bas Yisrael. Okay, if he has a beer with the Bas Yisrael, then she becomes a posel because the halacha is that she becomes a chalala. So let's say, but here let's say if she's a Bas kohen. But here it says here Bas Yisrael. So the shaila is if it's petzua daka kohen, it's mishtameres labia psula, is he meichel or b'tshuma? So, one of the things we may have a Rabbi Shimon. The to be a psul the rice of Ochla, Hanam Lochla. It goes neat. Rabbi Shimon, the Rabbi Shimon to be a psul the rice Ochla, Hanami Ochla. So, let's just analyze it. Feed of Rashi's, this is one of Rashi's, this is Rashi's Raya to the second shot. What does it say over here? You have a Tsua Daka marries a Bas Yisrael. Does it sad? She'll start eating Shuma. I guess that means by Gia's man Veloinis. So, she'll start eating Shuma. According to our mayor, she won't start eating Shuma because Mr. to be a psul. That's Rashi's Raya to the second shot, he said. So, Toysvis wants to support the first pshat. It says, we're talking here about Bas Koyin. But Tzua Daka, Koyin, Shekidish Bas Koyin. The question is, did he disqualify her? So again, the same as mayor of Levi Shimon. If you're a mayor, since Mr. Maris to be a psula, the Tzua Daka disqualified the Bas Koyin now because Mr. Maris to be a psula and she can't eat truma. Mashiach Elizabeth Shimon holds that calls man, there was no bia, no didn't make her a halala, she's not disqualified. So the Gemara says over here that Tzua Daka, Koyin, Shekidish be the Bas Shol, the Bas Koyin. It's Machloikis, Rameyer, and Rezav Shimon, if she gets Shuma or not. According to Rameyer, Mr. Maris will be a psula. Here it's Mr. Maris to be a psula because the Bia is possible. Even though there's nothing done yet, but Mr. Maris to be a psula is waiting for Bia psula passes her. And according to Rezav Shimon, no, it's kosher. Either can make her a Shuma or does not pass her. Zok the Gemara on top, Mamai. Maybe it's no Shaychas. Vilma Ant can look at me, Rezav Les, Rezav Shimon, Hossam, El Yesh Lahacha, Mokum Acha. Maybe Rabbi Eliezer of Shimon only said that a kohen, let's say, can be Michael the Isha only in a case where that kohen has a koyach to be Michael Truma in a different oifen. But this kohen is a Petzua Daka. He can't be Michael anyone Truma. He can't be Michael anyone Truma because he's also Lovel like Bakal. He can't marry anyone. So then it's no, even if Rabbi Eliezer of Shimon will be masking, there's no koyach to Michael Truma. So he said, "What's the dinyan? By our mishnah, the kohen himself is kosher. He just gave kedushin to a grusha. So the kohen himself could be Michael all the people truma. Mashaken here, this psula daka can be Michael anyone truma.
The only way to be Michael from truma is for marriage.
To marriage, yeah. If it's a wife, yeah, a lover lady. You have a bonding somebody else. Maybe you're talking about avodim v'shvachos. Tomorrow we'll talk about that. B'chitim hachin nami yesh lahachem bas gerim. You know what I'll tell you? Maybe you can be Michael by bas gerim." There is a man, the Omar holds, that Gerim are not called a Kahal, Kahal Hashem, not called Kahal Hashem. And therefore, a Mamzer is allowed to marry into Gerim, and also a Petzua Daka marry into Gerim. So maybe it's possible for this Petzua Daka to Michael someone Chuma, you know how? If he marries Gerim. Some verses I can't say that. Why? When Rabbi Yechon asked this question to Rabbi Yishaya, could a Petzua Daka who marries a Bas Gerim, could he be Michael Herbert Chuma? Blame partially. And Rabbi Yishaya didn't answer. So here we're talking about this Rabbi Yishaya's Shita over here that says, he's the one who said, you can't say that he's being Soymich on that the Petzua Daka Michael could be Michael a Bas Gerim because Rabbi Yishaya wasn't sure about that. So the Shaila is, why are we making it, why are we saying it's totally Machlaikis, Rabbi Meir and Blazer Rabbi Shimon? If here, Petzua Daka can't be Michael all the places. So the Gemara has two mahalchim. Itmar, to answer this question. Itmar, Abai Omar, the Rashi says, this is Itmar, not regular Itmar. This Itmar is answering the question. Itmar, I'm going to tell you, the Petzua Daka Michael Chuma in other cases, what's the case? Itmar, Abai Omar, Hoyle Machila Blo Yada. It's possible a case like this. If the Kohen was married to some Isha, and she was eating Chuma, And then he became a Batsua Daka afterwards, after they were married. And he did not have Bia after he found that he became a Batsua Daka. Therefore, she does not become disqualified. And she could continue eating Truma because she's married to him. And they didn't have Bia, so she didn't become Pasul. So here's a case where she is being Michael, a Batsua Daka is being Michael, his wife, Truma, because they're still married, and that's what's giving her a right to eat Truma. And he's a Batsua Daka. So here's a case where he could be Michael someone Chuma. That's a bias case. Rav Amar, Hoil Machila, Ba'avodov, V'shevchayis of HaKananim. L'maisa, if he has avodim, he has servants, or maidservants that are non-Jews, the law is they can eat Chuma because of him. So you see, he could be Michael, it's not through marriage, but he can be Michael, avodov, V'shevchayis of HaKananim. So he does have a kayach. So that's the pshat in why we're making a dim into the Lezer of Shimon. We had a title of Shimon that says, that's not dimyam, because our Mishnah went a regular kayin. Here we're talking about a Batsua Daka, a Teretz Batsua Daka. There's Abaya's way and Rava's way of being Michael. Now Abaya lo makarava, because he says King the Ishim King the Ishim Afina. You learn a King Ishim King the Ishim Lo Afina. King the Ishim King the Avodim. We rather learn out King the Ishim from Ishim, not from Avodim. Avodim is no shaykes. That is Michael by Avodim has no shaykes to us. But Rava lo makabaya shani hosam shkar achlo. And Rava says not right from Abaya, because it's different there. There, the Batsua Daka, after he came Batsua Daka, he's not being Michael. She's already eating from before. He's just not disqualifying. But you don't find he can actually be Michael Truma. So that's the reason I want to set up Shav. Abaya, Shkar Ochel Lo Emiron, it's not a Taina. Why? I'll bring a Raya, it's not a Taina. Shkar Ochel alone is not enough. The Lo Tema Hachi, Bas Yishol, this is a Kayin. If Bas Yishol that was married to a Kayin, Umis, and the Kayin died, Teichel. Maybe she's eating Truma's Kfar Achla. Teretz is, you don't say because she's eating already, continue eating. You need a continuous husband to be Michael you. But Rava says, no, it's not a Raya from a case where he dies. Hasan the Paka Kinyana. The Kinyan fell off. Hakale Paka Kinyana, the Kinyan's still here, but it's still not a Raya to a regular case. It's not called being Michael while he's Batsua Daka, because here already, she's already eating. Akaponim, what the Gemara just said was that Batsua Daka Kayin that gives exclusion to a Bas Yisrael, or if you want Pshat, it means a Bas Kayin. The Shaila is, that she eat Truma, and it's totally Mechalikas Rav Eliezer of Shimon and Rav Meir. If you're a Meir, you won't eat Truma. She won't eat Truma. According to Rav Shimon, she will eat Truma. Now I want to go back to that Shaila that we mentioned, a Batsua Daka, Shinosa Bas Gerim, do they eat Truma? That means, that's clear, a Batsua Daka that married a someone from the Kahal. It's Pasha Batsua Daka Kohen that married someone from the Kahal, regularly Yisrael, Kohen Levi Yisrael. The halacha is that there is no eating Truma. Why not? She becomes actually a Halala if she's a Bas Kohen, and she cannot. And she can, once she had a Bia, she becomes Pasul, she cannot eat Truma. No Shaila about that. Here the Shaila is, if she marries a Bas Geri, Mahu. Batsua Daka Kohen, she knows a Bas Geri, Mahu, she echelena Batsuma. And the Gemara is going to analyze the Shaila momentarily. Rabbi Yechon asks this Rabbi Ishaya, he says, but what a Batsua Daka Kohen that married a Bas Gerim, what's halacha? Could she eat Truma or not? Ishtik loyim lalamidi. Rabbi Ishaya just ignored the Shaila, did not say anything. L'soif, after the Osa Gavra Rabbi Achmina, another big person came, and he asked Rabbi Ishaya a different question. Apostle, and he answered him. Who was this Gavra Rabbi? Manu Rosh Lakish. Omle Rabbi Yehuda, Nasi, Rabbi Ishaya, the other Rabbi Yechon loved Gavra Rabbi. Why Rabbi Yechanan asks you a question, you ignore it. And Rabbi Shlokesh asks you a question, and you answer him. Amalei, now I wasn't ignoring him. Amalei, the Kabayim Minoyim Milsa, Lesei Pasri. He asked me a question that has no answer. And the Gemara, the outcome of the story, the Gemara is now analyzed why it has no answer. But Agav, Taisa speaks out, that's Mashu from here. We know the famous story of Rabbi Shlokesh, that he was a listim, and he met Rabbi Yechanan, and Rabbi Yechanan said, if you do tshuva, I'll let you marry my sister. That's what the story is in the Gemara Bava Metzia. Here, it's you always think Rav Shlokesh grew up as a, you know, from a child already. He was a listen. But here it's really not like that. Why? Because you see, Rabbi Yechon and Rav Shlokesh both learned by Rabbi Ishia when they were younger. They both learned by the same Rabbi. So really, the title speaks out. Rav Shlokesh first was a gadol. Then he went off to Derech, and then he came back, and that's Lashon Chayzer. He says, if you're Chayzer, and he came back b'tshuva, and that was the story in Bava Metzia. Akaponim, that's just a zaytik point. Back to our sugya, the Gemara is going to analyze now the question of a Batsua Daka that marries a Bas Gerim if he eats Truma or not. Now, we have to speak out. There are two machlaikasim Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi in Masechtas Kedusha. Two machlekes. One machlekes is, what's the status of children of Gerim to a Kohen? A Kohen is not allowed to marry a Geris because she's considered a Zayin. A Kohen cannot marry a Geris, that's clear. What about the children of Gerim or Geris? The children is allowed to marry. So the three-way machlekes in Masechtas Kedusha. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if the mother is from Yisrael and the father is a ger, you're not allowed to marry. She's considered a halala. You cannot marry her. The father's a ger, you can't marry the daughter. It's like a chal. If the mother's a ger, then it's fine. If the father's a Yisrael, it's fine. But if the father's a ger, that's a problem. According to Rabbi Yossi holds, no, Bas Gerim are fine. They're not a problem at all. That's one Machlokes Rabbi Yossi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi holds, it's Mutter, the Bas Gerim. Rabbi Yossi holds, a Bas Ger is like a Chol. Now I'll marry her. That's one Machlokes. Another Machlokes is Kahal Gerim called a Kahal? According to Rabbi Yehuda, Kahal Gerim Mikri Kahal, and Ptuda can't marry into a Kahal Gerim. According to Rabbi Yossi, you could marry into Kahal Gerim. That's one Machlokes. That's two Machlokes in Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. And there's another shaila to bring in on daf. I involve him alaf. Mstechas Yevamos. The shaila is a betzua daka have a din kain regarding marrying the surei kahuna. A kain is not allowed to marry a grusha, a chalutza. What's the status of a betzua daka kain? Is he a kedusha say kain? Is he have a kedusha of a kain regarding ishus or not? That's another shaila. And keep those shailas in mind as we analyze this shaila. What? No, he can't do avodah because he's a baal mum. The pesuk daka said a baal mum, he can't do avodah in the mikdash, but he could eat truma. But shaila is the gabi ishus is the kedushas lekayi or not? So amalei. So now the shaila is what's the shaila? The shaila was pesuk daka then married a bas gerim. So leman, either Rabbi Yehuda who holds that a bas ger is like a bas halal. So, Bein B'Kedusha Shekai, Bein La'a B'Kedusha Shekai, Saif, he has a Kedusha, Saif has no Kedusha, Lo'y Akla, she will not eat Truma, why not? If B'Kedusha Shekai, if he's B'Kedusha Shekai, Lo'y Akla, Da'ama Mar, Bas Ger, Kibas Zachar, Kibas Chol Zachar. If he's B'Kedusha, he's not allowed to marry her. Why? Because she's a Bas Ger, and a Bas Ger is not allowed to marry a Kohen. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, a Bas Ger is a Bas Chol. So he's not allowed to marry her. So if he's B'Kedusha Shekai, it's at the marriage. Of course he can't eat Truma. He loved B'Kedusha Shekai, and so the Torah says he's not B'Kedusha, so at Koyin, he can marry a Bas Ger, because he can marry a Chalala, but still Lo'y Achla. Why? Darminan Kal Ger Mika Kal, and he's not allowed to marry into Kal Hashem, and a Ger is called a Kal. So it's anyway a marriage. So Mon of Shach, if he's B'Kedusha, there's Isra Atz Chalala. If he's not B'Kedusha, there's Isra Kal Geir. Now, Tosfos points out that even if he's B'Kedusha Sekai, he has the same problem, he can't marry into the Kal either. You don't have to come on to the Vart of Chalala. It really could have said in both cases, Atz Kal Geirim, Ikri Kal, he could have said. And Tosfos says the other way also. And even if La B'Kedusha Sekai, you could say, a different reason why she can't eat Truma, because she's a Chalala. So on that, the second time I just said, Tosfos says maybe she's only a halala regarding marrying Kohen, not regarding eating Truma. But either way, according to Rabbi Yehuda, she cannot eat Truma because the marriage is also it's Kal Gerim, and also she's a halala. So if it's just a Kohen, you can't marry. The either Rabbi Yossi, the Torah says, you're clearing the Shaila, it means you're asking the Shaila, according to Rabbi Yossi. So according to Rabbi Yossi, of course you can eat Truma, why not? Why? Mark explains. If B'Kedusha Sekai, if he's considered a Kayim, this Pesuadaka, Achla, she could eat. Why? The Amar, Av Ger Shos Ger is Bitek Shele Kuna. According to Rabbi Yossi, the children of Gerim are Kasha Tekuna. So even if he's a Kayim, he's allowed to marry her. And even if he's a Kayim, and even if he's not a Kayim, but he is, if he's not a B'Kedusha Kayim, and the asking a problem of Batu Daka Love of a Kal, also Akhla. Da Amar, Kal Gem Lika Kal. Rabbi Yezi calls Kal Gem Lika Kal. So Gemara is saying is that this was a tiny Rabbi Shai Oishia, really. The Shaila is not Negei, Yeshaila. Because if you're Rabbi Yehuda, you definitely cannot eat Chuma. According to Rabbi Yezi, you definitely could eat Chuma. So Gemara says, I'll tell you who the Shaila is like. Ela Aliba Dahai Tana. The Shaila is according to the following Tana, the Tanan. Rabbi Eliezer and Yaakov Eimer, a third cheetah in the halacha of the children of Gerim regarding a Kohen. The time, let's back up Emer. Isha bas Gerim loy tenasi lekunach te ima miYisrael. And if you look at the Mishnah in Kedushin, it means if either one is, either parent, one parent is miYisrael, it's good. Only if both parents are Gerim, you can't marry a Kohen. So v'halchi kamabayole, and this is the Gemara Shaila. This is the Gemara Shaila. We're asking if here Lesbi Yaakov, and we're talking about here a case where the mother was from Yisrael, so therefore she can marry a Kohen. So v'halchi kamabayole, and this is the Gemara Shaila. Kashrus mitaisaba v'achla, aydilma kedusha mitaisaba v'loy achla. And Rashi learns, Shaila is like this. Is kashrus mitaisaba, she's ru'uya lakuna, but she's not part of the Kahal, and she's Pitzua Daka. When we say, according to the Lord of Yaakov, that if one parent is Miyisrael, so we're saying that she is Kasha Lakuna. Are we saying she's Kasha Lakuna, but she's not considered a Kahal? She's still considered a Kahal Gerim, and therefore Pitzua Daka is Mutter because she's not called a Kahal. Oidilma Kedusha Nami Taisuva means, and she's called a Kahal. She's called the Kahal and she can't eat. Basically, Gemara Shaila is fear of Eliezer ben Yaakov. Is this Bas of a Ger, her father's a Ger, her mother is a Yisrael, is, in such a case, is, we know, according to Rabbi Yaakov, she's kosher to Kahuna, because she's not considered a Halala. But is she called a Kahal or not? That's the Gemara Shaila of Rabbi Yaakov, is she called a Kahal or not? That, and that's the Shaila, really, if Batua Daka marries a Bas Ger, could she eat Truma? Shaila is she called a Kahal or not? That's what Rashi learns. So it means, Kasher's a Taisvabba means that only she's Kasher Lekuhuna, but she's not called a Kahal, or Kedusha Nama Taisvabba means she's called a Kahal also. Taisvabba Shonim doesn't like this Pshat so much, because we're calling Kahal Kedusha, and we're calling Kahuna Kasher's. Usually it's the opposite language, so therefore he has different shot. Rashi has different shot. We're not going to speak out Rashi's second shot here. But upon him, the good case is that the mother's me Israel, and the question is she called a Kahal now according to Lesbi Yaakov? Toshima, ki osur of acha barachinna medrema. We arrive from a brayse, from a memra. Ki osur of acha barachinna medrema. Osur of aisim esita biyode. He brought a brayse in his hand. Menayin lepetzua daka koyin shenosu vasgeim shmichil v'chuma. How do you know petzua daka that marries a bas game can feed her a truma? Shenem av a koyin ki yikne nefesh kinyan kaspoy. And the word nefesh is extra. Ki yikne nefesh kinyan kaspoy. Yoichel boy, you can eat truma. Who yoichel boy? So leman. Ilema l'rab Yehuda. Now, what do you need a pasuk for? L'ilema Yehuda. Hoy me beim gushtakar beim gushtakar yilei ochla. It can't be his price going to Rabbi Yehuda because Yehuda holds you can't eat truma in this case for two reasons. First of all, a bas ger is considered a halala. And number two, it's called Kal Gerim Ikri Kaz. You can't marry into that. So it can't be, it's going to Rav Yehuda. Elamai, Yehuda Rav Yehsi, going to Rav Yehsi. Rav Yehsi, Lom Nikro, you need a Pasuk. Ha'amah Bein Bikdushos HaKari Bein Lakshos HaKari Yachla. He holds, it's not called a Kahal Gerim, and it's also not a Chalala, so of course he's a Chuma. Elav, it must be Yehuda Rav Yaakov. And Meshmah Minof, and the extra word Nefesh is teaching us, Kashrus HaTayis Bav Achla, Meshmah Minof, teaching us that Rav Yaakov only holds that a bas ger is kosher l'kahuna, but it's not called a kahal, and therefore a petzua daka is allowed to marry into that kahal, and therefore according to Lesbi Yaakov, a petzua daka that marries a bas ger could eat truma, and there is a pshita Rav Yechon and Shaila. He asked Rav Yishia. Rav Yishia didn't have an answer, but our Gemara is coming with a pshita that the Shaila was according to Lesbi Yaakov, and the pshita of Gemara is. Mara answers the question that according to Lesbi Yaakov, Avadi will eat Chuma. Why? Because the Kahal Gerim loy Ikri Kahal.